Deuteronomy chapter 15. At the end of every 7 years, you shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor who lends anything to his neighbor shall release the debt. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's Jehovah's release. Of a foreigner you may require it again, but that which is yours with your brother your hand shall release. Except when there is no poor among you. Because the Lord Jehovah shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God, gives you for an inheritance to possess it. Only if you carefully listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. Because the Lord Jehovah your God blesses you, as he promised you, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there is among you a poor man of one of your brothers within any of your gates in your land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart, nor close your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need, in that which he wants. Beware that there not be a thought in your wicked heart, saying, "The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eye is evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cries to the Lord Jehovah against you, and it is sin to you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give to him, because for this the Lord Jehovah your God shall bless you in all your works, and in all that you put your hand to do. Because the poor shall never cease out of the land, therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. And if your brother, a Hebrew man, or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you, and serves you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not let him go away empty. You shall furnish him liberally out of your flock, and out of your threshing floor, and out of your winepress, of that with which the Lord Jehovah your God has blessed you, you shall give to him. And you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord Jehovah your God redeemed you. Therefore I command you this thing today. And it shall be, if he says to you, I will not go away from you, because he loves you and your house, because he is well with you. Then you shall take an awl, and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. And also to your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard to you, when you send him away free from you, because he has been worth a double hired servant to you in serving you 6 years, and the Lord Jehovah your God shall bless you in all that you do. All the firstborn males that come of your herd and of your flock you shall sanctify, set apart as holy to the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your bull, nor shear the firstborn of your sheep. You shall eat it before the Lord Jehovah your God, year by year, in the place which the Lord Jehovah shall choose, you and your household. And if there is any blemish in it, as if it is lame or blind, or has any bad blemish, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord Jehovah your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean person and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the gazelle and as the deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You shall pour it upon the ground as water.